Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, be part of the conversation. Best way to get anything done. All right, here we go. Go MyPillow.com. Come on, every night. MyPillow.com. Head over there. Right, we want to help out Mike Lindell, also helping me out. And what that does for you, or does for me anyway, if you go to MyPillow, you look at their pillows, pillowcases, sheets, blankets, comforters, or what do they call, mattress toppers. There's all kinds of stuff you get your hands on. And when you buy stuff from Mike Lindell, two things happen. One, if you use promo code Joe, you're going to save yourself between 30 and, you're listening, between 30 and 70%. Unless you're independently wealthy, then don't worry about it. But seriously, what you want to do, use promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save 30 to 70%. They got, you know, doggy beds. I think they have kitty beds. They got kids. They got all kinds of stuff there that you want. Right? And the beauty behind it is every nickel that Mike makes, they are supporting organizations that you and I support. So why don't we just go ahead, give it a try. You don't like it? I think he's got almost a three-month return policy now. Right? So, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. You save yourself a whole bunch of money. And everybody benefits. All right, strike 11, you're out. I don't know how you feel about McCarthy. At this point... No, come on, let's think about this. At this point, I mean, what is he trying to do? What's he expecting? Supposedly he had this all put together last night. That didn't quite work out too well for him. Now coming in today, he says he's got it all worked out tonight, got it all worked out again today. But does he? No, really, does he really? Oh, God bless America. I mean, I love how some of us are screaming, or some Republicans are screaming, that the 20 are detractors. The 20 really don't want what's good for the country. They want what's good for themselves. You know, and tomorrow's going to be a real... Tomorrow's going to be a real piece of work. Because they're going to get back in again. They got one day left. They're not going to be around for the weekend. You know that. And there's no Speaker of the House to call them in. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, somebody sent me a clip of McCarthy having a spirited discussion. Right? I mean, he's having a time of it. McCarthy was talking to Representative Andy Ogles on the House floor in an apparent attempt to garner his vote. Now, Ogles, a Tennessee Republican, has repeatedly voted against McCarthy's speakership bid. He hasn't moved. He hasn't budged. Doesn't seem like he's going to. McCarthy and Ogles go back and forth during the tense conversation. McCarthy appears to become increasingly more animated and frustrated. But, you know, we don't have a lip reader, so we really don't know what he said. You know, he's fallen short now, 11 times? It's because people know who he is. We've seen what he's done and what he hasn't done. And I love this. The fact that he's already moved into the speaker's office. And his opposition keeps growing, not falling. So, I don't know how you guys feel about it. Yeah, but my attitude is, you know, if you really pull these people in, if you really did the right thing, if you really were on their side, you wouldn't be having this problem. And why wasn't this taken care of in November, December? And you can't tell me it was. You can't tell me you thought it was. I don't buy it. Nobody pulled a double whammy on you or anything like that. We don't need Hakeem Jeffries in there, the Democrat. Not even his giggles. That would be really, you know, I mean, really, really, really ridiculous. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Alfonso Rachel will join me after the break. He should be able to have some fun with this as well. McCarthy's feeling that the government's a bust. That he really can't believe that he's getting this much opposition. It's amazing to me. And yes, I do agree to a point. The 20 need to have had, should have had, a replacement that they were willing to get around and explain why they were willing to get around that person. This is the thing that always bothers me about Republicans. We show up at the last minute, we have no answers. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We say, I mean, I wish it was that for baseball. Strike 11, you're out. I mean, really, seriously. Talk about being cocky, right? The guy moves into the speaker's office before he has the job. God, I can't even imagine that. Although it is kind of funny. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, really, you have got to get informed before you open your mouth. You got to get informed before you start spewing off on some of these things you have no knowledge of whatsoever. JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Head over there. At the website, take a look, get an understanding. I ask you questions. I put up some stories up there. You know, give it a look, give it a thumbs up. And let me bring him on. I always love when he's on with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me, who I lovingly refer to as Zoe. I almost said Joe. A lot of we lovingly refer to me as Joe, so that wouldn't work.
You hear a lot of self-love there, man.
Yeah, there you go. I love myself. It's my truth, and you can't say nothing. God bless. I can't say. I had a whole bunch of stories. I think I'll find them in a minute for you because it just drive you nuts. Hey, look, I'm into driving you nuts. I mean, seriously, all these things that have been coming up, all of a sudden, there's no longer a quote-unquote an outward, in-your-face assault on Christianity. Now it's like this whole backhanded thing where you got that one website about Christian sexuality and really what God had in mind for you and to sleep with just about anything with a heartbeat, and that's okay because God wants you to be happy. And God bless. And they do it with a straight face. I guess that demon in there can really hold that straight face. I don't know. But
well, they can't do it with a straight face.
Oh, boom. Yeah, so now we know why Zoe doesn't do comedy, but that's beside the point.
Hey, we try to be transparent here, man. It's like now you guys know the
truth. Hey. None of that trans stuff going on here.
I know, right? Hey, you mentioned you mentioned Kevin McCarthy like going in and taking office. Man, he's taking office before he was actually officially picked for the part, right? Hey, he's just pulling a Biden, man. That's all he's doing. He's going in, taking off, and he's not officially elected. But hey, he's like if Biden can do it, Kevin McCarthy can do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about this. Let's go a little further with that. Isn't that like entitlement at its finest?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I deserve it. They're going to give it to me because they love me so much.
Yeah. He's taking that whole, he's like, hashtag, I got this.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
They drive me, and it is, you know, the Republican Party, I won't say as of late, but they have become that whole, you know, party of entitlement from within. You know, that kind of thing. So I get the biggest kick out of it. And they want to make fun of the other people, but they're doing exactly what the other people are doing.
Sure. I don't even like to call them Republicans anymore. These are rhinos, man. These are just Republicans in name only. And you know, and you got the culture out there. A lot of the culture is like, I can't tell the two parties apart. I can't tell. And it's not because Democrats are acting like Republicans. It's because Republicans are acting like Democrats. And people can't tell the difference anymore, hardly. And folks have been saying that for years, and they're saying it more and more, you know, and, there's two wings of the same bird and all that sort of stuff. It's like, no, this bird has two left wings. If people can have two left feet and can't dance right, hey, this bird can have two left wings and can't govern right.
And so, let me give you the first one that'll send you into orbit.
All right. So, aside from the Christian sexuality website?
I got more of those. So, you know, I'm just waiting for your blood pressure to come down a little bit there. There you go, right? So, squad member representative Cori Bush, Democrat out of Montana, she was called out as a racist. She was called a racist. For calling Republican rep-elect Byron Donald out of Florida, a black man, a prop for the GOP lawmakers. That's the only reason they nominated him. She said the latest votes for House Speaker included Donald's name, as well as Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries. Oh, there's a peach. Both being the first two black candidates nominated for top leadership of both parties. Bush denied Donald's nomination was historic, insisting that Donald, as a Republican, perpetuates white supremacy. So apparently a black man in the Republican Party simply bows to the white supremacy of the white man in the Republican Party.
Yeah, that's that projection again. You know, because when it's us, it's always us wanting to do what the white man says and what the white man, you know, tells us to do. It's never with them, you know, as if you don't have these white liberal, actual white devil Democrat elitists pulling strings of black people and conducting the way that they go. I heard you say the word first. What did they say about the first?
That Hakeem and Byron would be have made history as being the first two people of color to be nominated for Speaker of the House.
That would not be true. And I got this. I got the names mixed up, you know, because all Republicans look alike. See what I did there, no joke. But Joseph Rainey I do. So I, at first, I threw out Frederick because we were talking about this like a couple days ago on another show that I was doing. I mentioned that Frederick Douglass was Speaker of the House, but it wasn't Frederick Douglass. It was Joseph Rainey, I think. Either Joseph Rainey or Hiram's rebel. But I think it was Joseph Rainey. He served as Speaker of the House pro tem. But to say that there and he was a Republican, by the way. Republicans already beat them to that. And so, you know, but this whole thing about this is white supremacy. No, this isn't white supremacy. Democrats do that. Hey, Democrats made sure that a black man got elected just so Democrats could say, all right. We did that. We did that for this black guy, and we're not racist, and we're going to control the narrative using him.
Oh, no, you're so right. I get the biggest kick out of this. As I'm paying attention to all this, I get the biggest kick out of this. I find it, you know, quite interesting. Again, when you watch what they put out there, when they talk about women. I was talking the other night, I said, look, We've got a black male lieutenant governor, I think, in North Carolina. We have a black female lieutenant governor in a state that's never had one before. And it went down a whole list of people. I said, and you hear nothing from CNN, nothing from ABCDEFG. None of those will say anything about that. Why? Because they're Republicans. If they were Democrats, it'd be 7x24 stories about how great it was and how open the party is, and look at how racially diverse we are.
Mm-hmm. And not forced either. It's just it's a natural occurrence. We don't try to stage it or orchestrate it. And you know, and they got to understand, man. If Republicans hated black people as much as they claim, they wouldn't waste their time with Byron.
No, but you're right. Don't see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Zoe and Joe after the break. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden this coming weekend making his first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office.
I will visit the border myself this Sunday in El Paso
to assess border enforcement operations, meet with the local officials and community leaders.
On Thursday, Biden announced also changes to the pandemic-era Title 42 policy to expand the government's ability to expel illegal immigrants from Central America and some parts of South America. A California congressman-elect says Democrats in the U.S. House are happy to work a deal out with more liberal Republicans for the speakership. Tom McClintock said the Democratic conference will vote to approve for any GOP taker, but they have some requests.
And by the way, here's our list of demands. We want to have no significant investigations of the administration or past policies. We want half of the committee chairmanships.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Let's get your host on the phone. Maybe we can 855-855. 732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and you do that when you get informed. Can we do that? You know, would that be a lot to ask for? Yeah, probably. Anyway. All right, we'll get back at it. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and soon to be back up and running soulfoodradio.net. All right, bro. Got a lot to push through. I got so much fun stuff to talk about here.
Got a lot to push through like Chinese food.
So apparently now the Department of Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies at the University of Florida. You know, I always joke about this. You know, 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, you sit around a room going, "No, we really need a Department of Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies." And they go, "Hey, shut up. It's not knocking. Oh, what are you drinking? All right, let's move on." Right? You know, what a goddamn. They have decided that the course needs to include now reproductive health and justice for, you ready for this? Ecofeminists.
Okay. All right, ecofeminists.
I can't stand it. The Encyclopedia Britannica would have gone out of business because of how many extra books it would have to print every year to keep up with these nut jobs, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, so...
speaking of encyclopedia, man, it's like in order for them, when you have to put the definition of a woman, you have to update the definition of a woman, I guess, from my time, for people who identify as a woman, and it's like, okay, so what is the definition of a woman? A person who is biologically, who identifies as a female. That's a little redundant, ain't it? And that kind of defeats the whole purpose. It's almost acting like, what is the definition of, what would be a word? What's the definition of a guitarist? Somebody who plays guitar. It's like, okay, well, what is this guitar thing? Help me define what this guitar thing is. But, you know.
You can't. Somebody's, I get halfway through these stories, I'm going, okay, nobody's going to believe this is real. There's no way this is real. And then you realize, oh, yeah, it's real. You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about it. You have a Department of Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies. Why? I mean, seriously, why? Is that really what I'm going to school for?
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I find all this is amazing. And I wonder why people, I did a story earlier in the week about how college degrees now really aren't worth much of anything. Because they never really deal with the realities of the day and what's going on. And, you know, architecture. Now, even when you take architecture classes, you have to understand the white influence or the white supremacist influence into architecture and math. So, you know, you got those two things going on. I don't know if you heard that. I think this is just so funny. I don't know if you heard that now, if you're a person of color and you're working out to look good, it means you're bowing down to white supremacists. And because, you know, why do you want to look good? Because you want to make the white man happy? You want to make, you know, no, how about you just want to be healthy? Maybe that's it. Maybe ultimately it's just that you want to be healthy. That's why you're blowing off weight. And one of these nut jobs on TikTok starts talking about there's no proof that being over, I don't know where these people get this, that there's no proof that being over, you ready for this? Being overweight is unhealthy for you. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Go ahead.
You know, I believe you, man. I believe. The insanity is pretty apparent, like right in front of us. But there's a few things to unpack here, man. Let's go back to the gender studies, and we'll work our way up to the obesity, racism,
A B C D E F G I K L M N O P. Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Okay. So, they're saying that, you know, we need to have these classes concerning reproductive health or gender. Look, we've survived as a species, Joe. Because we kind of know how this thing works, how gender is supposed to get together, and perpetuate our species. We already kind of know how. We don't have to spend a bunch of money.
We got all that wrong. Come on, haven't you read the stories? Go ahead.
Anyway. I don't know about the proof of that, man. It's like we have witnesses that are here because of reproduction to be able to testify whether we got it wrong or not, man. We're living testimony that I don't think we got it wrong. I mean, we do a lot of things wrong with our sexuality, but the whole reproductive thing, man, I mean, dang it, Joe, even animals don't need to take a class in reproductive health. Animals don't even need to. These people obviously think that we're as stupid as animals, where we're going to pay these fees or take out research grants in order to learn how to reproduce. This academia is, they need to stick it up their academia, okay? Maybe they need to pull their head out of their academia. Is what
there
they
you
need
go.
To do.
All right.
Yeah. One way, in or out, one way I'm going to get it. I'm going to land what it's supposed to be. But, okay, so now, obesity, they're going after weight. And I talked about this, man, a little while ago on the Zoloft, man. They're trying to make you can't say obesity, because if you say obesity, that's a racist term.
You're fat shaming. Yep.
Yeah, because the natural state of black folks, particularly black women, is to be fat. And it's like, no, okay, look here. You can't really make that claim when the most featured people in sports are black. You know, and to say that, you know, a person is trying to be white because they're, you know, working out and all that sort of stuff. It's like, look, man, one of the reasons why slaves were targeted is because slaves had black people had the more ideal physical attributes to be able to do it. Not only that, blacks had already made a huge slave market for slavery anyway for white people to take advantage of at some point. But for thousands of years, blacks were already, you know, were already doing this. But I mean, but does that mean that if a white person is overweight, are they trying to be black? Are they culturally appropriating? You know, is that the new blackface? Is that
the
new blackface, Joe?
All right, I got another one for you. Ready for this?
Mm.
Let's see if you can listen to this without throwing up.
Hey, for people who like to pass yourselves off as superior in every way, you sure do get incredibly offended and booty hurt when black people say that they don't want to be around you. Black people not wanting to be around white folks has historical precedence. And the only thing it does is hurt your fragile ego. White people, on the other hand, not wanting to be around black people
is racist. Because the only reason that white people don't want to be around black people is because of stereotypes that they invented to make black people seem more dangerous or hypersexualized, or simply because they don't like the color of our skin. You remember that scene in Pocahontas?
These white men are dangerous.
Or this song.
This is what we feared. The pale face is a demon. The only thing they feel at all is greed. Beneath that milky hive, there's emptiness inside.
I wonder if they even bleed.
They're savages, savages. They're the even human.
Savages, savages.
Killers at the core.
Granted, this movie has some incredible inaccuracies to support its white savior narrative, but those two scenes are incredibly based.
There you go. So apparently even Disney admits in his cartoons that white man is the demon, white man is the devil, and we have no souls.
All right. So, Dracula, I guess. listening to this guy, I really don't even know what direction he's going in. It's like, what are you trying to... What was the point he's trying to make?
He's basically trying to say it is okay for black folks not to want to be around white folks because of obvious reasons, but if white folks don't want to be around black folks, it's because they're racist.
Okay. I think, it would be racist on both parties, really. Black people not wanting to be, it's like black people not wanting to be around white people. Jeez, man. It's like one of those things where, like, he was talking about stereotypes, right?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm trying to follow this guy's insane way
you
of thinking.
You can't follow this guy. You're doing the best you can. I listened to this thing 11 times, my God. Going, okay, what is he? So black folks don't want to be around, black folks don't want to be around white folks is what I'm getting at. It's okay. And the cartoons for him back up the fact that white folks are demons.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He's almost right. He's right if he's talking about Democrats.
We'll be back in a minute, people. Send your cards and letters to Zoe. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopium Den, the Zoloft Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and soon to return soulfoodradio.net. And, you know, we were talking about the how white folks not wanting to be around black folks, according to that guy, are racist. But if black folks don't want to be around white folks, apparently that's perfectly acceptable. And, yeah. Good luck.
Okay, so is that what he's saying? Is he questioning the narrative, or is he saying that it's okay? It's okay for black people to say. Is he making the evaluation that it's okay for black people to say that it's we don't want to be around white people, and that's just the way it is? But if white people do it, it's racist. Is he accusing them of racism?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a little bit of a double standard. No, it's definitely both. Racist. I don't know. But see, here's the thing. The problem is you have these people who want to make this claim about white supremacy. And they themselves are the biggest investors in white supremacy as it is. They're the biggest investor of it. You can't go around and say, we need to tear down white supremacy. And only white people can be racist. Nobody else can be racist. Only white people. And it's like, well, okay, anybody can be racist. No, no, only white people can be racist. Well, why can only white people be racist? Because white people are the ones with the power.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, if,
yep.
Yeah, well, guess what, guy? If white people are the only ones with the power and can only be the ones who can be racist, then you yourself are saying that white people are superior. You're doing that.
Yep.
You've given them that, right? So you might want to stop doing that.
No, I love this stuff. I really do. I know it's sick, but I love it because it shows you who they really are. Here's another thing. I know you're a married man, and maybe they're okay with this too. But apparently, if you never really thought about dating a trans person, or listen from the expert here.
Not dating trans people is not a preference. Not dating blondes is a preference. Not dating people who are, I don't know, shorter than 5'6" is a preference. Not dating people with brown eyes is a preference. Being trans is not a specific characteristic. Thus, you can't label it as a preference. That's just called bigotry. No one's forcing you to date trans people, but don't cover up your discriminatory bias in the name of preference. Because the logic doesn't add up. Like I've said in many a video, the logic of transphobia never adds up. Not dating trans people.
So, if not dating a blonde, I was talking natural blonde, because if somebody colors their hair blonde and they've made an an alteration to their body, just like a trans person would. Just saying. Go ahead. You done throwing up? You good?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and swallow a couple of these Tums or something like that. And give me back, you know, or take what that drama mean. So she's saying that.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, a preference. This person, the so-called trans person themselves already has a problem with preference. All right? They prefer to be something that they're not. And as a person, like, looking at a potential mate or a companion or something like that, it's like, you're expecting me to prefer you while you have made a perverted preference about yourself. You're under a delusion. And if I want a woman, well, dang it, don't be mad at me because I want the real thing. Okay? I don't want a dude in costume. I want a woman. So, and that's another confusing thing about the whole trans thing, Joe. They're particularly homosexuals, right? And they decided that they want to be a woman. And if they want a man who's most likely going to be a homosexual, well, the homosexual is going to want another man. He doesn't want another woman. And a man who's actually looking for, I mean, maybe I guess they go after bisexual men. I don't know. You know, men who doesn't mind that this man is both a man and a woman. I don't know.
It totally confused me, because remember, this is the big bucket of people that don't want male or female anymore. No more cisgen terms. There's no such thing as male or female. Now you're cisgen, non-biodegradable, whatever it is that you are. And this is what they're doing. And you're saying to yourself, but you guys don't want male and female, and yet you want me to call you a female or a woman.
Right.
And you make up your mind. You can't even sell me, because I don't know what you want.
Yes. Yes. Right? Yeah. And the thing about it, when they're trying to say that this is preference concerning whether you want a blonde person with blonde hair or brown eyes or whichever, that's a preference. But if you don't want a person who's transgender, then that's bigotry. No, it's still a preference. If a person doesn't prefer a man dressed up as a woman, that's that person's preference and prerogative. Bigotry, it's not bigotry. I have no hatred for transgender. What I do hate is being told that I have to forfeit reality to accommodate a person's fantasy. I hate that. But I don't hate a transgender person. And it's like, look, man, as the saying goes, let's be real, keep it real. It's like, you burst. let's get back to real deal here.
No, I'm 100% behind on this. I try to tell people all the time, look, you can't have it any way you want it, whenever you want it.
Right.
You can't decide that, you know, tonight I'm cisgen, tomorrow night I'm cis fluid or gender fluid cis or something. And I mean, I don't get it. And then you think, remember the mood rings of the 70s? Remember those things, right?
Yeah.
I think you got to have a sexual orientation band, wristband, right? Not the what would Jesus do, but you got what? It turns color depending on what you're feeling for the moment. Whether are you feeling feminine? Are you feeling non-feminine? Are you feeling non-binary? Seriously.
Right? And speaking of cis fluid, man, that sounds gross. Cis fluid sounds like something that you guys get from your unclean lifestyle.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Some sort of STD.
For a week now, but whatever. You know?
I got that cis fluid. I had a breakout of cis fluid.
But up, we may have to go to a commercial.
And from this commercial, it'll be an ointment commercial, some kind of ointment.
Oh, stop it. You know? I love some of these people. I'm sorry. If you think about everything they've done, we've only got a couple of minutes, but if you think about everything that they've done over the last couple of decades, right? You want to tear apart families. No such thing as a nuclear family, or there shouldn't be. There's no male or female. Kids shouldn't respect their parents, only their teachers. I could go through a whole list. History isn't what history is. It's what they decide it is when they're teaching it to your kids. You think about the drag queens at the schools. I mean, they're flaunting their butts. They're flaunting their boobies or fake boobies or whatever. And all of this in the name of enlightenment. Right?
Yeah.
They're not enlightened. They're idiots.
Right. Absolutely. Isn't it weird, Joe, that the more woke and the more informed, and academic that these people, these things that people pursue, the more they use it to try to, intellectually justify animal behavior or just full-on reprobate-mindedness?
Yeah. I think you brought it up last week, but I've seen a few more of them where they want to keep bringing in and saying, well, we found 400 species of animals that show homosexual tendencies. And you're going, really? What, would they take a survey? I mean, seriously. Would you, 400 out of what? 4 gabillion?
Yeah. Right? That's not a good point for them to make. It's like, okay, so you guys want to justify your lifestyle by comparing it to animal behavior? And then you guys wonder why you have a complex. It's not us who impose this on you, but you have a complex about being seen as subhuman or second-class citizens. You forfeit your being perceived as a human being as you justify your lifestyle by comparing it to animals. And by the way, animals eat their own feces, they eat their own young. They have sex with each other. You know what I'm saying? So you guys want to compare yourselves to animals. Okay.
Yeah, they don't see that, though. No matter what you do, they say, listen to what you're trying to line yourself up with. It makes no sense. You sound like a Maroney.
Right? And that's the case of that head being up in their academia, man. Deep.
Oh,
deep in
God.
That.
All right. I think, can I pull this off a little bit, maybe? Yeah. Let me try this real quick. I want you to hear the beginning of this.
So I live in Buffalo. This is a 33. This is my car that's been buried in all this snow since last week. And this is outside my granny's house. A tree that's been there since my aunt was a child. Safe to say that it's a show out there, right? Here go y'all cum goblins who don't even live in the city. Which, by the way, the Q-tip people are the last ones to ever talk about somebody stealing anything. Y'all wouldn't be in this country had it not been for y'all stealing it. So y'all are more focused on people looting and trying to get necessities and things that they need. And yes, the TV is a f***ing necessity thing. And the people who are literally freezing to death in their own home, freezing to death outside, because this city did not shut down the way it should. Byron Brown wanted to get on here and talk about, we told y'all, we knew this was going to happen, but why didn't you close businesses when you should have? Why you got every...
Yeah, you only got about 20 seconds. She's blaming everybody else for her woes and Q-tip heads.
Well, she says that TV is a necessity. Actually, no. Sometimes it's necessary for you to unplug, girl, and you need to get out there and deal with the real world. And so we can see that you spend too much time looking for reasons to be angry instead of being out there and contributing to society. Yeah. And this ain't a contribution, so there's that.
Feels good. All right. Real quick, where can they find your music? Quick.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope you guys will come and check out and support the workings of Sledge X.
Don't hope. Go check it out. Don't see.